Here's just the ingredients. I won't go through the whole recipe, but basically you put it in a pot and then it gets hot and then you eat it. But for Ina's winter minestrone, she's got chopped yellow onions, diced carrots, diced celery, diced peeled butternut squash. I don't eat that, but I did in this minced garlic, chopped fresh thyme, canned or boxed chopped tomatoes, chicken stock, a bay leaf, some salt and pepper, some cannellini beans, some small pasta, some baby spinach, some white wine. Ooh, you just put all of that and do some things, and the next thing you know, you're just in happy land. At least I was. And again, on a cold winter day, that just not only tastes good, but it feels good. You think like, okay, I'm doing something good for me. I asked producer Pete to find another good winter soup recipe, and he said Sarah Stegner has some. Chef and co-owner at Prairie Grass Cafe. Hi, Sarah. You're on WGN. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you for having me on.
How's business?
Business is it's doing well. We have a lot of to-goes, and we're selling a lot of soup.
Yeah. I guess that's no surprise to you, huh? I don't normally think about it. This winter just seems to be chilling my bones more than normal. But is January big soup season?
Yeah, it is. We planned on it to do a different soup every day, and we rotate around whether they're vegetarian or we have a sausage bean soup and the lentil soup and, you know, tomato basil. So you get like a flashback from the summer, that kind of thing. So soups are great for using up what's in the winter pantry if you're cooking at home.
Yeah,
and they're really inspiring to stay in the local realm of what you can make in your soup with the black beans and white beans and parsnips and the carrots and those kinds of things.
What's better than tomato soup with a grilled cheese sandwich?
Nothing. It's like the best.
Well, and so Ina serves hers with a baguette. What's your favorite soup sandwich or soup crust combo? If you only had one soup to serve this winter, what would you go with?
Yeah, I think Ina is spot on. That we get our beautiful baguettes that we serve with the soup from Benison Bakery, and Jory Downer is the baker there, and we do them. They're just beautiful artisan bread, and I think that going out with a quart of soup from Prairie Grass Cafe is like the meal. I mean, people really like that, and they don't just have it as a side with their entree, they have it as their full-on main course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, with these are hearty soups. You don't need much else. I'm looking at the ingredients for your lentil soup. Is this one of your favorites?
Yeah, and it is very popular. We sell a lot of lentil, and I like it because it's so forgiving. You can put any kind of vegetable in there, and if you have vegetables that are like a turnip or rutabaga, which have really strong flavors, I like to roast them separate and then add them in so they don't overwhelm the stock. But lentil soup it's about putting sweet potatoes and squash and carrots and onions and celery, and the list just goes on. And whatever you have in your refrigerator,
yeah,
that's vegetable, you can add there.
Throw her on in. So just real fast, your ingredients are, you know, the olive oil, the sea salt, the pepper, but you've got shallots, cloves of garlic, you've got leeks, carrots, celery, fennel, squash. Sometimes you like to add tomatoes, bay leaves, fresh thyme, water, or vegetable stock. Yeah, you know, a lot of, I don't know that I want to sit down to a plate of fennel or squash, but like you said, you mix all of this together. Huh? What is the magic of it? How is it that this all comes together so well?
Yeah, you're not gonna like be overwhelmed with the flavors of squash and fennel. It all marries together, and it just is just this warm, hearty bowl of soup. So any like one little individual thing that you might not think that you like,
yeah,
is going to add flavor, and it's not going to be distinctive. So you're going to love the soup.
Do you ever, so I don't see any meat in here because this is the vegetarian lentil. Do you have a variation on this as well?
Yeah, actually we're selling it this week. We're doing Mighty Vine tomatoes and bacon. And we crisp up that bacon and then saute onions and carrots and celery and a lot of fresh tomatoes that we skin and seed. and then add the lentils in. And it's almost that liquid from the tomatoes. And our tomatoes are from Mighty Vine, which is a local farm. It's indoor, of course. But the flavor is like a summer tomato. So I like to support our local farms, and that's one way we can do that. And the bacon is also local from Maple Creek Farm, just over the border in Wisconsin. It's delicious.
What's your vegetable soup secret?
The vegetable soup secret, you have to saute the vegetables. Sometimes when people are at home and they make soups, they just throw it in a pot and add the liquid. Mm-hmm. But the caramelization of sauteing the vegetables in a little olive oil with seasoning, at that time, it just brings out the flavors. And I think that's what makes those vegetable soups different, that I'm taking the time to really cook those vegetables. And then you don't stew it as long.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. And then do you always use chicken stock on these kinds of soups?
Not always. I mean, like the lentil soup, I actually can use either a veg stock or water, and it comes out great because there's so many vegetables in there. But on my, like, potato leek and the parsnip soup, yes, I am using chicken stock that we make in-house.
Oh, I see. Because I was going to ask you, we buy it from the store. We get the low-sodium kind. Do you care about that? Do you use one or the other?
You know what? I make the chicken stock from Harrison Poultry, and it's all natural, antibiotic-free, and hormone-free. And to me, that's like the feel that I feel comfortable selling to people. You know, I like that. And I reduce the stock to intensify the flavor. So it's good that you buy the low sodium, because if you want to cook down that stock to lift up flavors, sometimes if you're pre-purchasing it and it has salt in it, you can't reduce the liquid. It just becomes too salty. Mm. So buy the low sodium and reduce it down.
Can I make my own stock?
Yeah, make your own stock. Even if you, like, buy a roasted chicken, you can make your stock from the bones and trimmings of that.
Just, what, put it in a pot with some water, stir it, go away, come back, that sort of thing?
Yeah, and you can use the same principles with stock, that if you want to have that, like, a little bit of a caramelization flavor to it, you could saute onions, carrots, celery, parsley, like all of that, and then add the bones and water.
How good
it's
going
to bring up the flavor.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to post some of your recipes, links to them on our Facebook page as well. Sarah Stegner is the chef and co-owner at Prairie Grass Cafe. And the website for
is
prairiegrasscafe.com. Well, it's lunchtime, post-lunchtime now. I'm feeling real hungry, and this sounds really good. Thanks for your help today, Sarah.
Thank you very much.